here final detailed design hint. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, I said we were going to have a Snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for torque back. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a door dial, incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything on this? Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype, where is it?
There are a few things in it. One is the expensive, and it tends to be quite expensive to have open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very big one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm and button. Okay. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same thing we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel and the drawn out.
Ah, alright.
So what kind of thing is going to be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever,
okay.
It'll just say, you know, it's like, it only has four colors, it's very simple LCD, like,
right.
Whereas many, the minimum amount you need that the usual automatically know, like, this is brightness, this is contrast.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it might even be one a bit more complex LCD panel with
okay.
Pictures, like maybe the sun, the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is...
Why are we going to have the smoothing? Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like huge, so.
Yeah.
Say a button's about this size, right? So you would still have space for a slogan.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
One leather box you're going to have to push easily,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're reckoning. That would be about the same size as my hand.
So that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half,
mm-hmm.
5,
nine,
6,
total.
7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9.
That
seven,
sounds good.
10
yeah.
Centimeters. That would be
yeah.
Good. So 10 centimeters in height. Okay.
That'd be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
Do you see it there?
That's great. It's very bright as well. So,
is it possible, I'm just going to bring up the idea of colors. Are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we have available?
Well, we're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow master and the last one here, just about.
Right.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does so I can write them in the report?
Because it's red, it's sort of very common. We're going to use it as it's going to be a power button to hold it for maybe 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you use this as a jump error.
Okay, so that's like an OK button.
Oh, we discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, the depth of the
actual height. Is about 3.5.
Okay.
Oh, just to get an idea of scale
yeah.
From your...
Sure.
From your thing
yeah.
There. Okay. So you can power on and off.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do?
You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
What are we going to have the volume control here? because we've got the LCD and the jog there, we'll just start with use that as the volume.
Okay, so we'll dark it out. And what else do you use the jog dark?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah.
And anything else?
It's whatever else we want to include as the advanced functions. We don't have to go through and specify it.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What sort of thing you do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channels.
What else? The various inputs. Are you having VCR? Are you having which input do you have?
Okay.
Probably color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Can you change any of those at all?
Audio. We have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
We have the balance.
Yeah. Left right balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. Like,
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes, and what could happen would be when you click on that and go to that setting.
Okay. Is there anything else at all that can do? Because that's fine. I just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right. I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have we got
battery?
Do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery. And that's because of cost restraints, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the electronics here? Advanced strip.
Yes. I'm just going to burn that. Yes.
Okay, the case, what does it mean by single and double, do you mean?
I think single is piece of one double, but we're double is this sort of thing.
So we want double card?
Yep.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
I think we're going to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we want it special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So that. Oh no, wait. How many colours have we got there?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of it.
Okay. So interface-wise, is it this third option here?
Yes.
The two of them there?
One and the LCD display.
Okay. Then buttons.
We
have two colours?
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh wait, so push button and integrated
yeah.
scroller push, okay.
We've got one button for this thing because it's one big sheet of rubber. Not sure if that counts.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special colour for the buttons, so maybe four then.
Why are we writing the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So we're just estimating that, yeah, it'll be less.
Okay. Like these. Are we wanting them in?
No.
No? Is everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8.
How are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So let me see, what are we...
4.3? 4.3. Mm.
Oh, no, sorry, 4.3. No, this is all right.
Well, we could take it once by making it single curve, just for an input.
And then where's
how much would that save?
How much would that save?
That
would
save
one.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV,
mm-hmm.
the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing this thing. So we may not need to
mm-hmm.
So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing, so.
So what server do you suggest? Take away the LC display.
Yeah. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. Where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's a monkey's a number, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons.
If
4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How
yeah.
could it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because. You open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath, it's just like a panel itself, it's a single panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that, it has to be over budget. Or the colors,
no
you could take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button with
the oh, sorry.
Buttons. The buttons only refer to the pads, so.
Right.
Take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original. So then these just become normal color buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be some way of cutting the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. So take away that completely. Aww. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with, if we like it.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
It's pretty much as our special form for buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to get on with it. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form, or?
I think one. There's just one button.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV that will show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing then.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat, if possible.
Yeah. Is that initially everything then quite deep, sort of?
Yeah,
it must be comfy to hold your hands
yeah,
while it's being more than flat.
Sure.
We didn't have enough play to make it.
Yeah, alright. Okay, just
so there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add, and you might want to add your width and height.
Right, okay. So, just to be thorough then, width wise we're looking at about, 3 centimetres or something?
Yeah.
Okay, and then so, height wise. How tall do you envisage being? About that
high?
About 2 centimetres, okay.
2's not very high at all, though.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah.
About that thick.
Okay.
Maybe
0.3. Okay, we'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost, anyway. So, yeah, project evaluation at this point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final step is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably just. I don't know if it's worth getting into. But just in you know, we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and they have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure. Okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
And
sure.
Because when you
what
put
about
it on
button
the shelf,
shape? Square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind
yeah.
of.
Okay. Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we all are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff like that. For
design evaluation last?
Yeah, we're not really sure what that
is. First?
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, good for that fact. I wasn't entirely sure what who
okay.
was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
Alright, so the way this works, I'm going to need to plug in PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is, let's go over your head, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you need power, so.
Is that?
It's okay.
You don't need PowerPoint?
The power cord itself.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So you need to be creative.
So, what this is this for us to use kind of like a, the ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the for the current design or plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary, because so we're not going to probably use it to change anything, but it doesn't seem like it's going, does it?
Mm.
Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we're standing. Okay. So sort of bringing together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low. Okay.
Okay.
So these are the and we've been asked to collectively rate this, so we can use try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So, the first one, the stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Yeah, I mean, compared to most
yeah.
more controllers, I'd say that's pretty good. I don't know, like a six or something.
Yeah.
What
was that, I guess? Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay.
Five.
What do you guys think?
I would say five and six.
Okay.
David?
Yep, I'm fine
with that.
Okay, that's
fine
then. Okay.
Oh,
it's
1 to 7,
right?
Three.
Oh, yes, yeah, 7.
Three.
Then I would say
2 to 3.
Okay. Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7. 1 is
yeah.
high.
Yeah. 1 is high.
Okay, yeah, 2 to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
2.5 then. Okay. Control high tech innovation?
Well, it has to be job
done,
but.
Yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we
mm-hmm.
wanted, but junk down.
I'd say it's
3 or 4.
Maybe
medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium
okay.
kind of
yeah,
thing.
3?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Style reflects a fruit inspired color design. Shouldn't have said color, but just.
Okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color, except
yeah.
for the red button. They
okay.
It's for one of them.
But the yellow, I mean, it could be
yeah,
a
could
yellow
be.
Yeah.
color.
Yeah,
the yellow is more representative of the color, but
okay.
the button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, I mean, it's really basic looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it about nearly a 1.
You guys think?
One.
Yep. Yeah, 1.
That's right.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end. It's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. 5? 5?
That's really new. Well,
I like to use plastic.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could we have used an entirely rubber frame too? Was that an option?
Yeah, but it would cost
more than plastic. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna have that on the side, I think, there,
And it's within budget,
yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then out of possible or what we are going here.
Out of 49, maybe.
Yeah, out of 49 with 0 being highest. We are at 278 and 15.5.
Which is
good. Pretty good. Translates to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about.
What's that?
So it's 30.
About 31.
And then invert that.
So yeah, well, yeah, 69, 70%.
Oh, right, that's so.
It's pretty good.
Okay, good. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay.
£100 pen.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
Cameras did.
Is that you all finished?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame. I thought, I mean, not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more of three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors, that it's more of like a line, where we have like sort of like,
yeah.
I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, or whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green, lemon.
Okay.
It's just discussion, and obviously we just abandon this, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or I don't know what your instructions have been?
I think they've recorded, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. I was wondering if I need to include it in the minutes because it feels very heavy.
Oh, really?
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the
Okay.
So I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Are you still playing with the Play-Doh?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and find out those 4 points and other things? So, what on that?
Have the two little butterfly clips.
Yeah,
it's really quick.
Right, okay. Yeah, here we are. As a matter of order, it is alphabetically. And you can start now.
Sure. So, what is it you're asking me now?
I don't know. It's your opinion on those four points, really, and how we.
Sort of our work on setting this up.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll just go through your system. The room. Is very institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of the space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive. It would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, if we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion, you know, as
mm-hmm.
in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity. Whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity. It's more just a
But do you feel like that you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the?
Yeah, but that's just the thing, is the question in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on, we lead and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas and then.
But I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like, you know.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Or I just looked up and said, okay, where digital pen is the room.
Oh, yeah.
No, of course, yeah.
No, I don't know. I think it means could you be able to give creative input. So.
Answering the question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of, okay, fashion trends, say fruit and vegetable color scheme, and then we're told, okay, use the company colors. So what do we do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually, the creativity was more like a formality than
feel like caged within.
Yeah, well,
there
are constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can only go so big and not hit the side.
Let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think.
Yeah.
So still on the topic of room for creativity, next up is Chris.
I agree with the points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you sort of at the end and go, right, got everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated, and to be reviewed, and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, you know, affect whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me. And
right.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive?
Not so much
an
atmosphere.
The
atmosphere is very relaxed, but
the
gear, you know, creates boundaries for that. And the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I need a good job or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
Like a personal coach person and stuff like that.
From in you as well. I think just sort of acting as a team leader.
I think it's
good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back to something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then you know having you with the meeting agenda, is actually quite a confining framework to work within. And so it is leadership, but also to the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's not bad leadership, it's just sort of fairly strong. You know, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to.
So then
you'd
be like too controlling? Or?
Yeah. Oh.
I think controlling is not the right word. The interaction is very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task.
Mm-hmm.
And one rather than controlling, I don't mean as a sense of control, because our decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? We go around and we think about it. But that process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tell you, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Not
Okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
I think that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, we'd have a lot easier.
Okay.
I think we tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a messenger.
Did you guys get the email last night? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
nice.
from
I was
the
such a Okay. So to summarize the teamwork issue, then if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
yeah.
it probably would be
Yeah, I think the tools that they were given, the tool set they were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word. They don't support the
mm-hmm.
team
yeah,
working
yeah.
together.
Yeah, I mean,
anymore.
If you
They're still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were the sort of divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but but actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is. To say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Anything else on teamwork at all?
No.
Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think that anything was like really useful and in the prelim?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we had an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle
and
point and discuss
yeah.
and in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had
yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whole whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
It could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed
yeah.
to the whiteboard. And
yeah.
I think that
yeah.
is also the
yeah. Yeah.
hinders and things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather
mm-hmm.
than the PowerPoint, or
yeah.
maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use Paintbrush, for example,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Yes.
The plugin
yeah.
and the plugin spent, oh, we spent
yeah.
a lot of time doing that. And a
yeah.
lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to
yeah.
actually, it could have, we could have gone through them very quickly, especially
yeah.
in my slides, I felt that.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
You know, it's supposed to have
yeah.
been, isn't it?
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep, clunky. Agreed. Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because
mm-hmm.
you're
yeah.
halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump.
I know, I think
yeah.
at the very start of today I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on the another page, but then did click note.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite worried that I've written over the top
mm-hmm.
of it somewhere, but then I have my paper anyway. And then I haven't done that.
But I think the pen is very intuitive, everybody knows how to use it, we don't
yeah.
have to worry.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that
yeah, we needed one computer.
We don't actually need one computer.
Yeah.
If there
that's
had been
true.
A fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and wanna have
Yeah.
the urge to check something.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but
do you think the computers just provide distraction in reading?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
And I like to have things written down in front of me actually. Like a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up being like writing down there or something so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And I don't know about anybody else. I'm not really sure what the reading point is saying the idea is blind. I don't know, if you can think about anything else that would have been helpful today.
Well, the main one for me is like the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves. That's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, I mean, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from each other.
I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings because they really could have run on, and like my experience with meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
We can spend a lot of
yeah.
time talking about it. The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought that maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but I think maybe if we like all been working in one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings, but there you go. So in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Oh, there it is. 5 minutes to go. Okay, are the costs in the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. It's a nice idea. Well, apparently now I'd like to travel. Can you guys see that? That is lovely.
Is it Ninja Home?
What did you call
Ninja Home.
See, it looks like one of those.
So is that just the logo,
or is it doing things? Yeah, it's just the logo. It's the logo, and then like
Ninja.
The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on
the
side.
Fashion, technology, or something.
You can wear it over. You can throw over when you're frustrated.
Duh.
Cool. I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Maybe for another little reaction, she gives more money.
Oh, I did learn something. Play-Doh is useful.
No,
it is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
You get a sense for, like, we were playing with Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just feeling with Play-Doh.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
I think Play-Doh's actually
edible,
aren't they?
No,
yeah,
it's separate.
Although your house
could be. It's just sweet. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives.
What are your summarizing parts about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper on a computer on a board, even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of tangible. That's it. Becomes tangible.
We shared a little thing will pop up in a minute now.
Can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, meeting's over, then yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Oh.
Which will explain why I recommend some. Yeah, might because the power flow, the sensors tend to die off.
I think the time has to run out for us to get any more instructions.
Yeah, it'll all tell us that. Is it dark?
No. That's really cool, I can see the talk, I can see my voice.
Mm-hmm.
On the. See what it was.
And is that some of the experiment?
Sorry?
Is that some of the experiment?
Well, I dunno, I know that I have to, I've got like 10 minutes to write this report thingy, or basically just say.
You probably have to do that email thing again.
This like cloud report thing, I saved it at what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was read only, and it said that it wasn't merging solutions or something. I don't know what that's about there. At what point did we decide that we didn't want voice recognition? I don't think I ever actually documented that.
Is someone's mic still on?
Mm.
There must be an additional microphone here.
Okay, finished meeting now. Okay. So we're probably going to get instructions in about a minute.
Must be additional microphones.
This is a big problem.
I don't know how I'm supposed to. I mean, we have this prototype here, and I can't draw it in Word or anything, but I'm supposed to. It says you must specify final design, final port. It's because I have this to refer to, so I'll just describe it.
C prototype, C name only.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
I don't wait another mic somewhere. Oh. Oh.
There's another camera.
Yeah.
There's another camera watching. Yeah.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data?
I know.
Oh my gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
It's so boring as well.
This mic's going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format to fit it into the automated interpreter. And that just.
Yeah?
Sit there and wait for it to get done.
Should I have to lie though? We're not doing the same thing.
No, you have to sit there and wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and it's synced. So you have to sit there.
But for someone to be able to analyze data.